Are we on? We're on. Okay. Today we're going to learn about the southern complex, office complex, in the courtyard. The courtyard, which is, as we talked about yesterday we learned about the northern area of the courtyard. This is the southern area of the courtyard. And the courtyard has office complexes on either side. This is called Ezrat Kohanim, the area where the Mizbeach is, and the hoops that we learned about yesterday, the tables, and the butcher blocks. After these steps, these lines represent steps, we have what's called Ezrat Yisrael, and here there's going to be a northern complex and a southern complex. So this collection of little squares here is actually what we call some offices. The Rambam says in chapter 5, Halacha 17, Shmeinu l'shachos hayu be'Ezras Yisrael, in the Ezras Yisrael, which is the area of the Israelites. Israelites would enter through the main door called the Nicanor Gate. We'll talk about that, Bezrat Hashem. And they would come into this area, which looks rather small here, but it was quite big. You know, this is, you look at the picture of this, it looks small, but if you think of skyscrapers downtown, and you look at it from an aerial view, when you're actually inside it, it's quite large. So we're in this area, there was, here you can see it represented by some squares over here. These were office complexes.
Was that the Nicanor Gate?
The Nicanor Gate would be right over here in this picture.
Thank you.
So the Rambam says that there were actually 8 offices that lined the wall and the outer wall of the Ezras Yisrael. Shalosh batzafon, there were 3 in the north. This is the northern area. These are the complexes we speak of. Vishalosh badarum, and there were 3 in the south. These are the 3 in the south. Rambam tells us that Shabadarum, we're going to start off in the southern complex. That's what we're going to learn about today. Lishkas HaMelech, that was called the office or chamber of salt. Lishkas HaParve, and we'll soon see what that is. And Lishkas HaMadichin, which means the rinsing chamber. Lishkas HaMelech, let's talk about the chamber of salt. Well, Sham Nosnin Melech LaKorban, that's where salt is applied to the korban, to the offering. Now, this has to be understood. We read in Isuri Mizbeach, when the Rambam talks about what may or may not be brought as an offering, every single offering always had salt. Now, when you read this in the Rambam, it sounds like that's where they would salt the offerings, but that's not correct. They would salt the offerings, we're told, at the bottom of the kevish, at the bottom of the ramp. This represents the ramp. So the salting would take place at the bottom or sometimes halfway up the ramp. What it means, when the Rambam says the words, Sham Nosnin Melech, that's where the salt is placed, it means that's where salt was kept. That's where it was an enormous storage of salt. And that would be put there and then later used for the korban. Lishkas HaParve, the office or chamber of the parve, Shom Molchim Oro Takadoshim. This is where the skins of certain korbanot, which were not all burnt on the altar, not the entire korban, the skin was later given to the Kohanim, and the Kohanim were able to benefit from it. That's where they would salt these skins. They would put them in brine and in salt, because this would enable them not to become hard and to remain pliant, so for future use, we would actually want to, kind of like the preparatory tannery. And then finally, there was the area, the rinsing area, Baal Gaga, but before we get to the rinsing area, on the roof of the lishkas, of the area of the tannery, there was Beit Tevila LeKohen Gadol. There was a mikveh that was used for the Kohen Gadol. So this second floor mikveh, you can see it kind of over here, alluded to. That's where the Kohen Gadol would immerse on the holiest day of the year on Yom Kippur. Lishkas HaMadichin. Finally, we had the rinsing chamber. Shom Hayo Madichin Kirvei HaKadoshim. This is where the intestines, the innards of the animals would be rinsed and cleaned. Umisham, and from there, Mesiba. There would be a ramp, or really kind of like a spiral staircase, that was Oila Legag Beis HaParva, from which you'd be able to go around the spiral staircase up to the roof of the Beis HaParva. Now, why is the area of tannery called Beis HaParva? In short, the Rambam tells us in his Pirush HaMishnayos that it was a fellow named Parva who built and developed this chamber, so he got the name. Yes, the idea of having plaques and buildings and rooms named after you is as old as the Beis HaMikdash itself. People find that humorous, but it's actually true. Now, Rabbeinu Hananel has a different opinion about this. The Rambam puts these 3 chambers here in the north. Rabbeinu Hananel seems to suggest they go in the south. The logic with Rabbeinu Hananel is that if here's where the animals were skinned, it would make sense to take the skins straight into the tannery. And it would make sense to say that if here's where the animals were going to be dismembered and there would be innards to be taken out, take it straight in here. But it's not so logical because the area of the salt was most important. You can always carry skins and innards across the Azara. But the area of bringing the salt out for the korbanot, that would take place right over here. So according to the Rambam, we know that these three were linked, were grouped together. Beit HaParva, the tannery, Beit HaMadichin, the rinsing area where they would cleanse, and the Beit HaMelech were all together. This we know for certainty. We're just not sure. The Mishnah is not clear as to which side it's on. The Rambam places it squarely in the south courtyard. So this was the southern office complex. And we know that in the south, that's where on the roof there was this mikveh where the Kohen Gadol would go. Of course, the Kohen Gadol would be disrobing on the top of a second floor. It's like a little strange, right? Well, actually, they would put up a curtain. Yeah. And the Kohen Gadol would immerse behind that curtain. So now we know about the Shalosh Shebedorim. These are the office complex on the south. And tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, we'll learn about the office complex that was on the north side of the Ezrat Yisrael. Stay tuned. Now you gotta hit that button, or it remains live.
Which button?
The button.
There's two buttons.
So hit them both.
Did that stop?
I think it's up.
We're still live?
No, you're not live there. There's a, you brought something up there.
It's a white button.
Hi, Faye. I think you hit the wrong button.
I'm sorry.
Okay. The whole thing is messed up a little.